All right, 3, 2, 1, let's get it. When you're first initiating change, and whatever that change be, let's just use, for example, working out, you have to get to a point of no return. See, the point of no return is both physical and a psychological effect, that you get to these places where you've gone too far to turn back. Initially starting out, you're not that far away from shore, and shore being your old life. So it's easy to turn back. It's easy to revert back. But once you get too far out there and you get to a place of a point of no return, you're so far out there that you just say, fuck it. I might as well keep going. It's too far to turn back. That's the place, man, you got to get to. Instead of being results driven, you become distance oriented. And you shift from a place of dread to a place of dedication. See, when you first start out, it's that dread, right? Your old self, your old ways literally weigh you down. And so when you're first starting out, it's just a place of dread. But as you consistently just keep showing up, kicking and screaming, mind you, but this dread morphs into this place of dedication. And the dedication becomes newfound discoveries. You wake up curious. You do things creatively. And you begin to mentally see things. You begin to mentally see a difference. You begin to mentally see the change, even though physically you can't see it yet. This is where you're chasing the effort. Hopeful of the results. You just got to chase the effort. And so chasing that effort means that you just play games with yourself. You just try to one-up yourself. You get your mind off of the, you know, how much longer is this going to be? You're not even worried about that. You're putting in reps. You're creating distance, and you're getting further away from who you once were. And you get into this point of no return. And your mind shifts from this, if, I wonder if I'm ever going to make it, to when. And when is until. That's your time frame. Until. You just cranking them out, man. You're just putting them in. And this is why I preach on a process, 3 to 5 step process. So all I'm doing is I'm just putting in the reps every single day. And I'm just creating this micro distance, just a couple of legs, man, every single day, man. I'm creating this small distances. But left alone to one day doesn't seem like you did much. But when you continuously do this after 90, 120, 365 days, it compounds. It reaches this tipping point and things begin to just compound for you. So when you're putting this thing in and you shift from this victimhood of if, I don't know if I'm going to make it, and you shift to this when, oh, not quite sure when, but I'm going to get there. That when is that get there kind of shift, man. It's not, oh, well, on December 2nd, I'm going to be, no. It's just when, how much longer, until. That's the thing, man, that I had to keep telling myself. Like, fuck, man, it seems like the results aren't coming. When is this going to happen? Until. That's why I just kept responding to myself. So you get to these places, and when you get to this point of no return, when you start sliding into this, you always feel like that you're just 30 days away from that breakthrough. You just feel like that, I'm telling you, at the end of the month, things are going to change. And when you get to the end of the month and things don't change, you don't throw your hands up and quit. You're at this point of no return. You've put in so much distance that you just renew the contract and you just say, fuck it, man. I'm going to go another 30 days from here. Now, I'm not saying, man, it's going to be all rainbows, blow pops, and unicorns. You're going to have these smack the wall moments. And you're going to be so full of hopes and dreams starting out and then just smack the wall. Life gets in the way. Things pop up. You get injured. You get sick. Whatever. Things just try to derail you. Something in your personal life just totally crumbles. Or your professional life, something just hits you out of nowhere. Or you run out of money. Or you plateau. I mean, dude, just all kind of things. We all can relate. We're all nodding our heads on this. This is where the point of no return really shines for you. Because you'll want to give up. But because you've gone too far, you're too far to turn back. So the only way is forward. And you go into this sleeve roll-up mode. You know that sleeve roll-up mode? You see them on the movies, man. They're starting to roll up their sleeves because they're about to get in a fight. That's what you do, man. Metaphorically, you have this sleeve roll-up mode. When you get into this point of no return and you start, even if you don't have sleeves on, you start rolling this up and you approach your day like, all right, motherfucker, I'm back. You threw everything you could at me yesterday. You threw everything you could for the week. You threw everything that you could for the month. And you just roll up the sleeves, man. And in doing so, your commitment gets stronger. And you get that resolve. You build that resilience. You may be in tears. Others may have given up on you and told you to turn back and try another time. You're the crazy one. You just keep going. This is where, man, that curiosity and that creativity just break open because you're no longer living in statements. The shore, the old way, the old you back there, that's where you lived in statements. This is where you felt like your life was over. But now, dude, you're in this point of no return and you're on this little bitty inner tube. You don't even have a raft and the waves are just pounding you. And you're hitting these waves. You may fall off your boat, man, yet you keep getting back on there. And no one is there with you. You get curious. You get creative. When you lack resources, you become resourceful. You don't sit around and park and say, oh, if only I had extra hours. If I had somebody to help watch my kids. If I had some extra money. No, you lack as leverage, man. And you just... You dig your fingernails into these cracks and crevices of your life and you're just like, come on, motherfucker. And you dig down into this new gear. You're just in a constant state of iteration, man, where yes, there are these voices that sometimes are small and sometimes are super loud and they're telling you to quit. Life throws things and tries to derail you, knocks you off your process. And you just find the gaps. And the gaps are, I didn't get it done at this set time like I normally do, yet you don't give up. You just find these little cracks and crevices, these little gaps of time. May not be ideal, but it's an opportunity. And you check the box. You knock it out. You work your process. This is that kind of shift that I'm talking about. Whether you're trying to get back in shape, or you got into a new job like sales, or you may have pushed off and gotten to your own business. I'm telling you, man, you have to create distance between where you start and where you are. And you got to just put in the distance. So when you're first starting out, dude, it's real easy to turn back. It's real easy to revert back. It's real easy to justify why today's not the day, why the time is just not right. But you need time in. It ain't timing. It's just putting in the distance. And that means, man, where you just keep putting it in. And every day you're just creating a little bit more distance from the old you. And you just forge ahead. And there is no set time. Let me tell you this. I wish I could tell you, if you'll do this for 37 days, you're going to reach your point of no return. Everybody's point of no return is all different. It is. There is no set time. It's very sacred. It's very unique. It's intimate because it requires just you and you putting in the work, just a few things every single day. The days you don't feel like showing up, yet you do. The days when life just knocks you off track, yet you still get it in. And it's these things, man, where I get emotional about this, man, because I know what that's like. And you just, you're the crazy one, literally. People are like, why are you doing this? What are you doing? Because you see something different. Others may have given up on you. Others may have turned back. Not everybody's going to be able to finish this journey with you. Life throws everything it possibly can. And you fall down, yet you get back up. There are days, man, that you want to quit. And you say, I'm going to quit tomorrow. That's powerful. I'm going to quit tomorrow. And you just go to bed and you wake up the next day a little bit renewed. Or maybe while you were sleeping, something popped into your head, something you were struggling with, just hit the wall, just couldn't figure it out. And because your mind relaxed and because you said, I'll quit tomorrow, you wake up renewed and say, let me go another day. It's point of no return. You're just putting the time in. You don't worry about the timing. When it changes is not up to you. What you do to create the environment for when things change, that is totally up to you. You just invest in you. The point of no return, that is exactly what it is. It's an investment in you. When you get to that, you're not looking for external validation. You're no longer looking for situations to be just perfect, life to be in perfect alignment. If this happens, then I'll be perfect. No, you don't depend on anything else anymore. The point of no return is where you're just investing in you. And even if the results aren't what you initially planned for, it's better than what you expected. It may take a total about face. I mean, tell me this. When you were 10, if you can think back that far, when you were 10 and the age that you are now, is your life exactly as you planned? Fuck no, man. It's all different. Proof positive. So why are you so rigid and it's got to look like this? Just put your process in. Do your thing. Stay in alignment with a better you and put some distance in. Micro distances every day, done repeatedly, will get you a long way. It'll compound. It'll reach this tipping point where initially it's a 50 to 1. You're putting in 50 times the work and you're getting like a blip of hope. I mean, it's not even a result. It's just like maybe. But I'm telling you, you create this distance, you get into this point of no return. And that distance at 50 to 1 goes to 40 to 1, goes to 20 to 1, goes to 10 to 1. Everything flips. You've leveraged so well. This is that point of no return where everything cascades, right? 50 to 1, 40 to 1, 30 to 1, 20 to 1, 10 to 1, 1 to 5, 1 to 10, 1 to 20, 1 to 40. And you do one thing and you get 40 times the results. It magnifies, it compounds. It's what happens. It happens in money. It happens in your own life. You're the money. So I'm telling you, man, you put this distance in. You create this point of no return. You're going to build new connections, a deeper well of knowledge, a better, deeper belief in yourself. You know yourself. You know how many times you've given up. You know how many times you've set all these plans in place and fucking just pulled up the minute things got hard, the minute things just knocked you off track, just gave you a reason. Not anymore, man. You get this point of no return, you got a new commitment. And this is what creates a new life. And this, my friend, is how you guys become unstoppable, because you earned it. Keep going. Keep rowing. Keep it simple. Never settle. Stay tough. Peace.